First of all, happy birthday to OHS at 100! Exclamation, exclamation. And you know, it really is a great privilege. You know, a birthday, like any of it, is like a memo to ourselves about where we've been and what we've been. And so it's in the spirit of the history project, APHA History Project, that we wanted to engage people, and this is a great opportunity, and I can only congratulate OHS for all its originality and, as you were saying, Rebecca, energy translated into activity and purpose. So it's fitting, incidentally, that we had adopted Rosie the Riveter as our icon. At the National Archives in Washington, a place where the Constitution and the Bill of Rights lives, they say that's the most popular icon they've ever had. And I thought it was so fitting, again, to what that symbolizes as far as rights and workplace and what it evokes. And I think that's part of the project, is how can we invoke history to what this section does, what APHA does, and what is this amazing amalgam that's always having heavy weather. So I want to thank and recognize, I'm giving the report on behalf of the History Update Project, Theodore Brown here, who, as we all know, and Elizabeth Fee are the co-editors of the History Department, then and now, and so many other good things that are on our association's journal. Georges Benjamin has been a big supporter, and that's necessary, but also due gratitude. And then Carla Pierce is the archivist, and I know that the 100th anniversary group has totally engaged Carla, and Carla only comes in one day a week, the APHA, and that's one of the other purposes of the project, is to make history a living entity for us. And last but definitely not least, my co-chair, Deborah Klein Walker, former past president of APHA, and also one of the leaders in maternal and child health and public health, really, generally. So a little bit about this, that the purpose of the History Project, and frankly, this is partly to be half celebratory to OHS, and also just my trying to engage, and on behalf of the History Project, all of you in the project. So just to look back, how did we get to today? It's been 42 years since then there's been a History Project update, and that's a little picture of it there. It's a small brown, well done by not a historian, but actually a former worker for the nation's health, Nancy Bernstein, for our 100th anniversary. So we're 42 years out of date, four decades plus and still counting. And we can take a benefit of the cyber age. So what would be on this? We've constructed a demonstration website, which we're now starting to populate, and we want to have all the components, ancillary topics that compose our history and inform us on there. So we've got a sample video up there, and we had a session yesterday for James Steele, who's here, who recently died at age 100, and who established veterinary public health, who espoused the one health, namely human health, animal health, in his equation that he was telling me I had to work on as a statistician. Human health plus animal health equals good economic health. And he has called what I call health in the spirit of one man, one medicine, one health, one world. So we want to do more of this, to capture the living history. We also want to have some features on there, and I will quickly go through what some of them are. First of all, things like we're calling time traveler, where we can post new things. Anything posts that is will always go in the archive, so it will always be there on the site. But the time traveler look, and interestingly enough, the one that we last had, we've just replaced this, which was 1950, was about Jonas Salk. And some material on it. We've replaced this with Mohammed Akhtar, and Barry's here, Barry Levy's trip to South Africa to give the presidential citation to Nelson Mandela. And that was, so it's going to be a kind of living machine. The other thing I want to talk about, just mentioned then and now, is we want to feature incredible authors who have timely works. And as David knows, I've been reading all his books. It's a big chore.
That's why I've gone up from 1 million to 900,000 on Amazon.
And I'm broke, but loving it. But I did want to mention, as you know, David's most recent book, Lead Wars. And for those of us, he said, raising his hand, There are back in the back room circulars where you can get a copy of Lead Wars, and again it's the example of what we want to do to get the word out about the then and now. So it's not enough simply this, and I want to say just very quickly how I got into this personal journey. When I became treasurer of APHA, I realized how little I knew about the history of APHA. And I said, how could I be a member of the executive board when I... But then I found out others knew even less. That's how bad it was. So I set out to correct this. And something happened. This is my little... We all have a short tale to tell of our own journeys, as did Rebecca. I and Richard Levinson, when Mohammed Akhtar was at Howard University, we went over to Howard to meet, and Richard wanted me to meet the head of the Department of Community Medicine at Howard. So I said, great, you know, let's go down. And as I'm talking, I mentioned how Paul Cornelli was a president of APHA, happened to be our first Afro-American president of APHA. And knowing that he was a professor in their Department of Community Medicine. And the head said, oh, you know, we've got boxes of Paul's papers, and we don't know what to do with them. The family doesn't want them, so we're going to dispose of them. So in conjunction, we said, we can't do this. Went to Elizabeth Fee at the National Library of Medicine, and she offered to take them on and curate them. The short story is they were saved. They're now in the Stokes Library, and that's on the Howard campus and available. The backstory, as they say in TV, to this is I was mentioning this to the late Les Breslau, and I had seen somewhere in a document that he... Les, when he was president in 68, and Paul Cornelli, who was president-elect, wanted to put together a six-city bus trip, they called it, to go look at health, public health and community health conditions throughout the country. And so Les dug up a report on it, and I have probably one of the few copies which we're digitalizing. That's another purpose of the project. And I said to Les, well, we should go back again 40 years, you know, so 40 and see what's going on in these cities. And it's a frightening thing to think about how much is being lost without us being, and to how much to bring this up to date. And Les gave me one other thing. He handed me a report that he had done with APHA members about a citizens panel on national health, calling the country to account for what health should be. And nobody has a copy of it. And this is just wrong, right? And we're losing treasure. So that's it. So I wanted to then just quickly say about bridging things. This is a picture, an amazing what's on the website, I've only seen pictures of Stephen Smith when he was 99. This is Stephen Smith when he founded APA around the time in 1872 when APHA was founded. And Stephen Smith, incidentally, wrote about in a book that is digitalized, and we're putting that up, is wrote a book on the called Doctors in Medicine, and espoused things like women that need more women physicians. We needed to treat the insane more humanely. We needed to do something about conditions in prisons. So it's to go back to see our lineage is really a salutary. I want to point to today, and we're going to have some of these up, and you will hear also about the OHS timeline that this section has done under Jamie Tesler and colleagues on time. This is the record of rights at the National Archives, and it's also online. And it is a display of among the rights they have are workplace rights. And I think if you haven't seen it, it's worth looking at it. It's a very important addition, going back, including strife, successes. And I was standing there looking at some high schoolers looking at this display. It's an interactive display in the archives. And you should see how aghast they were to see that children had to work. They were pointing at this is unbelievable to them. And then one of the girls said, and we couldn't even vote. So I think that this is something to really that would be salutary. And again, to bring you now to as far as what will it be? We want to do a synthesis, and that's why we are so blessed with and will call upon and beg and ask and entreat people such as Ted and David and Liz to help us, guide us to do a critical appraisal of our history. It's what we did right, what we should have done, and what some of the things we've done wrong, because it's the best way to tell our story. And, well, what about OHS's next 100 years? What does history tell us about the future? As Winston Churchill putatively said when asked about the future, he said, it's just going to be one damn thing after another. I can't believe a statement that isn't more true and succinct on the top. And Yogi Berra, another one who got three good books out of some things he said and most he didn't, undoubtedly, as he admits. So when they asked about what is the definition of future, he was supposedly said to say, the future is a lot like the present except it goes on longer. And that's true if we, as we do here in APHA, don't try to make a difference. So let me just come to the last few slides. We are inviting memberships each, including occupational health and safety is there. We're going to put on. You can each have your own web page, and the sections, FIGs, caucuses, they will be assigned a password, so they will control their own content. So you have freedom to put up what you believe is your story, and that's our motto. Is that it's our history, we own it, we should write it. So please, to those of you in other sections, SPIGs, caucuses, please come and write it. And so just to conclude, it is a bit like the Roman god Janus, one face looks back and the other looks forward and looks to good fortune. And the last quote I just want to leave you with, and then I have one public service announcement to make. But what I wanted to leave you with is there's a saying which I've seen in various forms, and I always make a hash out of anyway. Is that we cannot change history, but we can study it, and through learning, while we can't predict the exact future, we can influence it. And that's what I think our working model, and that's what your work has been. So happy birthday, and on to the next 100 years, and thank you.